Hey, welcome. What's up, everyone? Welcome to Lady and the Harlot podcast. I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we wanted to do a follow-up episode to last week's episode with Rockstar and Elvira, the Rockstar Elvira story.
Right. And their story is, as you've previously heard, if you listened to the last episode, was a little bit, it's kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy and it's fucked up on so many different levels.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah.
That somebody would treat somebody a certain way to the point that they really go on this, like, mission to, like, just get the truth.
Right.
To get the truth and to get revenge.
Right. And I'm sure he's not the only person who has done that. Yeah. You know, when you suspect somebody is your significant other, mm-hmm. is doing some dirt, and you kind of, you know, put the investigation hat on. Let me start, you know, digging, mm-hmm. going online, seeing if I can find something. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy. You know, there's the dating site where you think everybody on there is actually being honest and truthful and actually is single looking for that one. Mm-hmm. And here they're really married.
Yeah.
in reality, yeah. some of them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Like some bullshit.
It's like, why get married? Why stay married?
Yeah. What the whole thing is, why even bother to get married?
Right.
Especially if this was your lifestyle prior to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do believe in the sanctity of marriage where you should uphold those, you know.
The vows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that.
Yeah.
And if that's not your intention, then don't waste that other person's time.
Right.
If here you're still dating and seeing other people on the side.
There's those people, though, that are like, oh, well, I'm going to do it because this is what they want. And they have been there for a very long time and they put up with so much bullshit with me. So they deserve that at least. And I hate those people. I hate those people. It's like, don't do it.
Yeah.
If your heart's not in it and you don't love that person and you really want to like build with that person.
Right.
Don't do it.
I agree.
Just fucking go play the field. Continue. Exactly. Continue playing the field.
Yeah.
And leave them alone so that they could find someone.
Right. That's suitable for them.
Yeah.
That's going to be faithful, loyal right. and faithful.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, so, you know,
Cheryl, I think people like that have some real, like, issues that really stem going all the way back. Because why is it so hard for certain individuals to be faithful and mm-hmm. to be loyal? Mm-hmm. And I don't mean, like, you know, like, as you're married and shit is going bad and, you know, you dip out. I mean, like, from the get-go. Like, this is what you were doing when you were dating. This is what you were doing as you were walking down the aisle, this right. is what you were doing thereafter on your freaking honeymoon, texting, you know, the other person. It's like, why?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know someone personally like that.
Yeah, so, I do.
You actually know several because
all
of his friends are the same way.
Yeah. And this individual has never been faithful to this person a day in his life. Mm-hmm. From the moment that he hooked up with her to those dates, to those going out to, oh, you know, I'm going to make you a good woman, I might as well, since you're there, you know, yeah. all of my other friends are getting married. I might as well just settle down like them, you know, oh, I'm getting older. So, you know, I do want a family. So, mm-hmm. hey, you know, you're here. So why not?
Right.
You know, and then in the background behind the scenes, there's these other women that are there and she's mm-hmm. has no clue. But at the same time,
well, you said she does know, but she just doesn't say
she
anything.
Doesn't know. I would say she did not know, you know, how
yeah, yeah.
women intuition, you kind of like,
something's you know, going on. Yeah.
But you don't have any concrete proof of it, mm-hmm. you know. But as time went on, you know, I think proof started really presenting itself at some point. And she, you know, no offense to her, it's weakness, mm-hmm. you know. She's weak, you know. And weak in the sense of you don't want to lose what you have with this person. You don't want to destroy this, like, for your kids,
the image of home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, everybody perceives like everything is so hunky-dory and everything is so perfect,
mm-hmm.
but behind the scenes it's not,
mm-hmm.
you know. And obviously, you know, for her it sucks.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks when your husband is like fucking, you know, A, B, C, and D, and then at night he's getting in bed with you like nothing.
Mm.
You know,
I'm sorry, it's just disgusting.
It's
to me.
Like nothing, you know, and it's just like, and then you're putting up this image, and it's, mm-hmm. it is, you know, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we both established that he married her because she fit the image, and he knew she wasn't going to say anything.
He didn't even really, she didn't even 100% fit the image, but, you mm-hmm. know, she was just there.
Right.
And
I mean, they've been married over 20 years now.
Yeah. And in the interim of those years, there was a point where he was going to divorce her and leave her mm-hmm. Because he was messing with somebody else mm-hmm. who fit that image even better. Mm. But then she didn't want to mess up her situation because she had a really good, you know, situation, you know, lifestyle. And even though she was having a good time with him, at the same time, she didn't want to mess up the situation that was on her end. And she wasn't married to, you know, the other woman wasn't married to anybody, but she was in this relationship yeah. with this guy for many years.
Right.
Who, you know, was technically supporting her and her lifestyle. Mm. So here's a guy who wants this woman to support his life. You know, yeah. it's just a bunch of fuckery when it comes down to it in terms of this person that I'm speaking of. But going back to it, he's just never been faithful to her ever, mm-hmm. you know?
And it's the same thing in Rockstar's case right. with Elvira. She wasn't honest, even with her personal life, like hiding your oldest child for 2 years.
Right.
How do you hide your child? From the person that you're married to. They were married already at that point.
Right.
My thing is,
I feel like you should, when you're dating and you're meeting somebody for the first time, you should lay out everything on the table mm-hmm. and, you know, and see if this person's going to be accepting of you if you have a child, you know, if whatever it is, that, you know, because everybody has their thing about them that sometimes they don't want to share right away, especially if it's a negative, mm-hmm. you know, so I guess for her that was a negative, you know, so she kept that from him. But if you can't be your true authentic self with somebody, then just why even bother?
Right. I mean, we've been asking that question for the longest. I told you it's too exhausting to be somebody else or to try to fit a role or an image of someone that you think that they want. Because you're just going to end up cracking and being you at the end of the day, hopefully, you right. know, if you have your wits about you. I couldn't play a role for long. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm like, this is why I'm like, this is me, take it or leave it. This is what you get. This is what's going on with me. This is what I face on a daily, whatever.
Yeah. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
This is my personality. These are my negatives. I'm letting you know just so if those little negatives about me pop up, you're not like wondering like, what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
you're already fully aware because I already, you know, let you in on everything.
Yeah. I tell them so that they can know where it comes from.
Right. Same.
You know,
exactly. Cause everything stems from something, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of certain yeah. people's behaviors.
Oh yeah.
And a lot for the majority of us, it's a lot of things stems from childhood, bad relationships, you know, it changes people,
right.
you know, especially when you're with the wrong one and you're, you know, things are not going a certain way. Mm-hmm. It causes trauma.
Right.
And that affects you. And it sometimes does carry on into the next relationship, mm-hmm. you know, if not properly dealt with.
Right. And it was like also the other side to the story is that he allowed so much and he.
Those red flags.
Kept it in and allowed so much. And and you already been married once. All right. So that didn't work out. But you're attracting these people that have these major red flags and you're choosing to ignore them. Why?
Yeah.
You know,
the part where he, you know, he saw his ex, you know, making out with the quote unquote best friend.
Yeah.
That ain't no fucking friend, actually. No. I, you know, and then he didn't say anything. That mm-hmm. was his moment to really like, you know, say something because you're catching it, like, a person right. in the act. And clearly they didn't give a shit. Like, right. how do you fucking make out here? You got a husband in the backyard and you're fucking making out with the best friend in front of the house. Like, that's some shit.
Yeah. That's what I said. That's zero fucks.
Yeah,
given.
That is some shit.
That's a zero fucks.
And
given
then you
situation.
Freaking walk, and then the husband walks around and sees it, and then doesn't say anything, and instead goes back and pretends like he's sleeping. I could not have done that.
Yeah,
I would have been fucking raging. I would have been like, Dagna, I'm about to fucking go to jail right now because I'm about to flip the fuck out. I'm about to flip the fuck yeah. out on this bitch, and I'm about to beat this bitch's ass. Okay. And the dude. Yeah.
I need you to come here and watch the kids because I'm going to jail tonight.
I would have fucking saw red.
Yes.
Yeah. Straight up saw red.
It would have been like zero. It would have been like zero red.
Let's be real. Yeah. I don't think anybody in their right mind, no offense to him, mm-hmm. would have been able to stay calm in a situation like that.
I think I could. I think I could.
I wouldn't have been able to stay calm. I wouldn't.
Listen, I would be really upset.
I wouldn't.
But
have.
I think I would have kept it under wraps because I would be thinking of a way, just like him.
Right.
But I wouldn't have waited that long.
Right.
That's the difference. I wouldn't have waited that long. I would have been like, oh, shit's gonna go down, but I'm gonna be so fucking calm.
I couldn't. I mean, I don't know, like, because I've never been in that situation, nor do I ever want to be in that situation.
Oh, where you caught your man? Like, yeah. Literally.
I wouldn't want to be caught in that situation. But at the end of the day, I
don't want you to be caught in that situation.
Because I don't know if I'll be able to, you know what, because there's so much shit going on with me. I don't know if I'll be able to calm myself down from that, seeing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And it hurts. Like a freaking, you know, knife to the fucking back.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That shit freaking hurts to have to see something like that.
Oh, yeah.
The person and that you love and you care about
and
doing
your friend,
you wrong.
The person you trust.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm like.
No, that hurts. And, you know, and it pisses me off because there's so many good guys out there that are with these fucking women. Same thing, vice versa. Good women with these ratchet ass men, right. You know, like, and it sucks because here you're just trying to find the right person that fits you,
mm-hmm.
you know, and instead people take advantage of people's goodness.
Right.
And then what happens to that person? That person ends up being broken, mm-hmm. you know, and then you wonder why,
yeah.
you know, like,
why are you acting this way?
Yeah.
Why blah, blah, blah. And it's like, I've been through some shit.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to bear with me. And this is what I mean. Like, I try my best, like, now, because like I said, I know my marriage ruined me and I know the relationship with Hero ruined me.
Right.
But I don't want to be that person. Right. I don't want to be that person where it's like, I don't trust you. Like I meet you and I don't trust you right now.
Right.
So I'm trying to remind myself of like, not everybody's the same. I shouldn't treat everybody the same. I have to, until you do something, I have to. Because that was me 20 years ago. It was like, okay, like, I trust you.
Right.
But then when you break that trust, then obviously there's a problem. You
right,
know?
Of course.
But now it's the reverse where I meet you and it's like, I don't trust you. I don't trust a goddamn thing that comes out of your mouth.
Right.
But I shouldn't be that way. But this is
but
where
people,
it comes from.
You know, but
this certain, is where it comes from.
Certain things you got to kind of question, you know, especially when it comes down to the situation. It seems a little suspect.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a little
like,
off.
Yeah. So it's like, I kind of want to believe you, but sounds like bullshit.
Right.
You know, so it's, I get it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been so trusting to the point that, yeah, we kind of second guess a person when they're saying something to us.
Right.
You know, so I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just, you know, and then, you know, then it went to a different level where, you know, he moved, you know, and I'm trying to like, because there's so many different, you know, phases when it comes down to the situation, but I kind of want to fast forward to
when
he moved and, you know, I guess they were on the way to getting a divorce and the whole social media situation, it was social media.
What?
The dating. Let's fast forward to when she was on the dating site.
Oh, well, they were, you know, he moved down there and they were still keeping in touch.
Right.
And then he just gets a text one day saying, I want to be alone.
Right.
Okay. So you want to be alone. Why? She never said why she wants to be alone.
Right. Because she was doing her dirt the whole time.
Right. Right. And then she went and she filed for divorce like a month after telling him or 2 months after telling him that she wants to be alone.
Right. In the interim, he's found out that she was like cheating. You know,
well, he knew,
not only
he
just did. With the best friend but also with somebody else. Yeah.
So he knew for a very long time. He just doesn't know how many and what and when, you know.
She definitely has a lot of issues because if you're in that state of mind where you need attention from so many different men, mm-hmm. like it's one is not enough
mm-hmm.
to give you this, then psychologically something to me is off.
Right.
You know, somebody like that truly does need to go to therapy to dig down to see why behaving this way.
And this is the thing. She doesn't want to, well, she didn't want to get any help when her husband was telling her to mm-hmm. go get help.
Right.
But yet when she met this stranger, this fake person online, and this person's telling her, you should probably go see a therapist. Here's a therapist. And automatically started seeing this therapist because she's thinking she found the one. Or whatever.
Right.
Meanwhile, she doesn't realize she's talking to her ex-husband.
Which is the crazy part.
Right.
Right.
But what bothers me the most, and this is what I keep telling you, is that these people, who has some serious fucking issues and feel like they don't need to go to a therapist and get help. They're roaming the world just free, thinking
nothing is wrong with them.
Right. But putting on such a good front.
Yeah.
To attract people like us.
Yeah.
And these are the people that we find. You know what I mean? And yeah. And I don't like it. I don't want to be with anyone that has not mentally worked on themselves. I don't need any more crazy in my life.
Right.
You know?
But people act like they've worked on themselves too. But in reality, as time goes on, you see their behaviors. And it's like, did you really?
Like for instance, my ex right now, I'm pretty sure he out there fucking hoeing around, but acting like he's okay.
Right. And he's not okay.
He's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
And these women are going to think that he's okay and that he just has these little woe is me moments.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to feel sorry for him. And then he's going to waste their fucking time. You know what I mean? So right. It's just, it bothers me and it scares the hell out of me. That's why I'm like, I'm scared. I'm actually scared to be dating.
But especially in the world today.
Right. And I don't, it's like, I want to date, but at the same time, I'm scared because, you know, I need certain things. And can I find someone that has their shit together and want to do those things for me to make me comfortable and be able to express what they need from me so that I can make them feel comfortable?
Right.
I don't know. I feel like that number is very, very slim.
Yeah. Same.
You know?
especially when, you know, we've been very vocal on the things that we want and are looking for, you know, the needs that we have. And then it sometimes tend to fall on deaf ears. So it's like, you rather me just, you know, not say anything and then walk away, or would you prefer me to say, this is what I need, this is what I want, can we make this work?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but when I say that, and it doesn't.
And you have to keep saying it though.
Yeah. It becomes annoying after a while. If you have to keep exhausting.
Saying, yeah. If you have to keep saying it, like, okay, for me, right? I need someone who wants to be there, who shows an interest, who's respectful, who's funny, and who communicates clearly.
Yeah, exactly.
Dumb it the fuck down so I'm not in my fucking head.
Exactly.
Make me feel comfortable. Make me feel loved, beautiful, supported, safe.
Right.
That's it.
And safe doesn't mean like I'm safe in your arms.
Yeah, no.
You know, like,
show concern. Like, how are you? Are you okay? Like the other morning, right? I had to open up my facility, right? Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? I'm not gonna get there in time. I'm gonna drive to Brooklyn, mm-hmm. park in Brooklyn, and then come in by train, right? So I find parking, and there's nobody outside. Granted, nice neighborhood, right? But I am a very firm believer that bad people travel, right?
So yes, they do.
It doesn't fucking matter how nice mm-hmm. the neighborhood is. So I go to the train station, and it's a train station that's like, it's like a little, you have to open a door, and it's like a strip mall, and the train station is in like this little strip mall. It's a weird setup, right? There's this shady character standing outside, and I'm like, oh, great, of course, right? I go in, and of course he follows. And I go through the turnstile and I'm looking for the stairs. There's no stairs. There's only three elevators. And I'm like, there's no way in fucking hell I'm going to be in an elevator with this man, right? Get on the elevator, go to the platform, and he's there, you know? And I get to work and I finally talk to the person I'm seeing. It was, I didn't even feel that concern, really. Like, right. I mean,
like, are you okay?
That didn't come out. Are you okay?
Right.
Never came out. But the little concern was, you know, did anything happen? Did he keep talking to you?
Right.
That was, I guess, the concern. So that put my mind at ease.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, I don't even know if this person worries about my traveling at the times that I do travel. Not like he could do anything, you know.
No, but it's just, you know, a simple, but it's, you know, I'm just checking in on right. you. I just want to make sure you're okay because I know you're traveling, you know, you had to get up extra early today to get into work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Simple things like that put your mind at ease to be like, okay, this person is actually concerned about me and
my
well-being. Cares.
Yeah. It's the same thing with Mocha. Like, Mocha would never, like Mocha works overnight,
mm-hmm.
gets out around the time that I go in.
Right.
So it's like, okay, you see that it's snowing or raining. Okay, where's the lack of concern of like, hey, do you want my help? Do you need my help getting to the ferry? Like, that would be very helpful and nice.
Yeah.
But when we were together, he never said those things. It was just kind of like, oh, well, you live on your own, so you must got it.
Yeah.
And it's like, you could be the most strong, independent person. The most strong, independent person still
has that weak.
Has you should, you know, they aren't strong all the time.
Right.
And they might need to lean on you, whether it's an ear, you know, to hear them out.
Right.
Or actual physical help,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it would just be nice to have someone who's like extremely thoughtful and considers you, puts you in the equation of their life.
Right.
And
instead of just thinking about yourself all the time,
right.
which is what a lot of people in relationships do.
Right.
That individual is only thinking about them and not their partner.
Right. And I know you and I both,
we're very thoughtful and we
extremely
always think about,
thoughtful.
Yes, 100%.
You
like,
know, like
I wake up and I'm like, are you okay? How's your day?
Right.
You know, does everything go well? You know, have a great day. Call me if you need anything. And I don't get that shit in return.
Right.
At all, which sucks.
Right.
You know, and it's always, I feel me reaching out to that mm-hmm. person mm-hmm. to see how they're doing.
Right.
And it's not in return. It's yeah. never like, you know, good morning, how are you doing? You know, did you sleep well? Is everything okay?
Right.
It's not like that.
Right. It's like, at most, you'll probably get the good morning text, the good night text, or the good morning phone call, or the good night phone call. But the in between.
Yeah.
It's like, you're the one reaching out, reaching right. out, reaching out, reaching out, reaching out. And it's like,
and that's something simple. You yeah. don't have to, you know, that's just showing concern and that you care.
Mm-hmm.
That goes for anybody. Cause we do it for ourselves. Like,
right.
you know, like Dagna calls me in the morning. Hey, how you doing? And I'm yeah. like, you know, like, you know, you don't have to be all sentimental to think that you only do that because of, you
right.
know, even as a friend, you should like reach out and be like, hey,
how you doing?
How you doing?
Yeah.
Are you okay? You know, I'm thinking about you, you know,
that's, I mean,
you know,
that's
like,
why I said, I'm the,
those are simple things to do.
That's what I've said. Like in the past, like I am that friend that does reach out randomly. Like, you haven't heard from me in years. And all of a sudden I'm like, hey, what's up? How are you?
Right.
Because I genuinely care. Hey, how, what's up? How are you?
Yeah.
And so, you know,
and to me also, like, you know, when you reach out to that person and you send a simple text,
mm-hmm.
you know, hey, how are you doing? Are you okay? And it just, it's like crickets.
Yeah.
And that person doesn't respond. You know, and then you have the audacity to say, I respect you. And it's just like, you know, there's different levels of respect,
mm-hmm.
you know, when it comes into relationship. And one of those levels of respect is, I get people are busy throughout the day, but, you know, when you catch up with at some point, because we all freaking carry our phones, you know, freaking pretty much right beside us
mm-hmm.
wherever we go,
mm-hmm.
you know, sending a simple text saying, you know, I'm okay,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Or I'm thinking about
but
you.
But I'm thinking about you goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
it feels
me,
good.
When, yeah. And then to me, when you don't respond back and you are clearly on your phone and you're doing all those things, that to me shows that you have a lack of respect for me.
Right. It comes across
a lack
as
of respect and care. Yeah.
Yeah. It comes across as like, you're not a priority at
yeah,
all. You're
exactly.
not, you're not considered.
Yeah.
You know?
This person is insignificant.
Yeah, exactly. You're insignificant.
Why the fuck you, this person is even bothering texting me?
Yeah, you're insignificant to me.
Right.
Like you're going to be there, so I'll reach out to you when I reach out
eventually,
to you.
Eventually, when
yeah.
I feel like it.
It's a fucking shitty feeling.
Yeah, it is.
It's,
and then to not consider yourself, if the shoe was on the other foot, would you like that treatment back in return?
Yeah.
You know? And I think people are so, we live in a world where people are so self-centered. They only care about how people are treating them, but you're not realizing how you're treating that other person in return.
Right. Right.
You know, so when it comes down to marriage and, you know, what happened with this guy and this, you know,
mm-hmm.
Elvira, who we, you know, we called her, it's just really messed up when it comes down to it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it,
and I mean, he kept himself there. He knew and decided to keep himself there.
Right.
Which sucks. Because you end up hurting yourself because you
right.
already know.
Right. Because he saw everything.
Right.
From text messages to everything.
In his face.
Yes.
And he stayed.
Yeah.
He decided to stay. So
and that's when you love somebody so much that you're willing to put up with all this bullshit. And you and I have been there where we've put up with a lot of bullshit
mm-hmm.
and we saw things for what it was.
Yeah, but we were in our 20s. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When does enough become enough? Now
yeah.
you're in your 40s or what? Back then, I guess, where you're in your 40s. You've gone through enough bullshit in 40 years, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then you see this person that you care deeply for. I don't. And like I said, I want to know why. What is it about this fucking person that you wanted to marry them so bad? And you already saw these kind of like red flags.
Right.
Like that's just a fucking abuse and jabs to the heart. Like
mm-hmm.
why? I don't want to fucking be real with and serious and try to build a future with someone who's fucking me over in my face. You know, like just didn't in
he
general.
Do, I mean, didn't she do that after the fact?
And she was doing her shit beforehand. Right. He had a feeling, but didn't have concrete stuff until 2 years in.
Right.
You know what I mean? At that 2 year mark, and that shit was in my face, I'm filing for divorce.
Right.
Fuck you, I'm filing for divorce. Now I know why you were married three other times. You know, like,
and this was her fourth marriage.
I think so. Yeah. Something to that extent.
Yeah. As I say, one is enough for me. One was enough. You I don't know? Need to go through that.
But like
that bullshit again.
Yeah. And the people that do this shit, the people that are the cheaters and all of that stuff, it's, you know, there, I think there are, you know, I didn't even think about that when, until you brought it up of, the people that cheat. So they're like two different types of cheaters. It's the cheaters that just love going around and they've been a cheater from the very beginning and that's their thing. They that's their life.
They don't know how to stick with one person.
Right. But then there's the other cheaters. Those are the ones that, something's missing, something's lacking, and they've brought it to their partner's attention and nothing
over and over and over and over and over
again. Yeah. And nothing changed.
Yeah.
So then they went, and when something came along, they acted on it.
Right.
That's the other cheater. Would they normally? No.
No.
If things were good,
they wouldn't have, yes.
But then, yeah. So I wonder if there's a terminology for the two different types of cheaters.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's just cheating.
Right.
Which, you know, as you categorize it, is wrong on.
It is.
Yeah.
It's wrong
either on, level. But right. I understand the separation of, mm-hmm. of it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if everybody else would, you know?
Right. Like I said, there's those moments where it's like, I don't condone it, but I totally understand why they did it.
Right. No, and I understand. And like at the end of a marriage.
But in this woman's case,
right.
I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. I don't understand
That's
it.
That's why I say she has issues. Right. Psychologically.
It's like sickness.
Yeah, it is a sickness. If you can't stay with one person and you gotta go to constantly Tom, Dick, and Harry, Matthew, who,
let's John, go, Paul, Luke,
and John.
let's go, the apostles.
Let's go down.
And then you're fucking making out with Judas in front of your house. Like.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You got fucking issues.
Yeah.
That's beyond anybody that can comprehend. Like, and then you have this good man who's doing his best to give you the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, and then you're still searching.
Right. And there's no guilty feeling of what you're doing.
Because
you're still doing it and it's like, no. And
you're pretending like everything's fine.
What are you talking about? We're just friends.
Yeah.
So what? I sent him a tit shot.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we do. That's what we do.
As friends.
As friends.
I'm his friend. So, you know, I just wanted to brighten his day. So let me just take a snapshot of my.
He's having a difficult time, honey. So I figured I'd just send him a picture of my pussy. Like,
wait, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
What are you getting so upset about?
Like, you're
what
mad?
The fuck?
Yeah.
Aren't you fucking married, bitch? Yeah.
Like, can you imagine your husband coming to you like, she's having a difficult time. I just sent her a dick pic.
Like, what the fuck?
To brighten her day.
Like, where does this fucking bitch live? Let me have a little bit of talking to, and I'm going to fucking talk to you and work that shit out. Okay? Because I'm not the one.
Right.
You know, there's certain things, you know, you tolerate when you were younger, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. but that shit up until today. As I'm older, mm-hmm. that's not one of them.
It ain't gonna fly.
That shit ain't gonna fly. Mm-hmm. I don't think that shit will fly with anybody, majority, no. But that shit is not okay. I'm sorry. That's not okay.
It's just, I'm laughing because it's such a ridiculous scenario, especially the fact he's having a hard time.
Yeah. And then she's, you know, and then she's talking as if it sounds believable. That's how sick and demented she is to
but
the
he
point.
He stayed there after she said it.
And then because he stayed, it was like kind of continuing to allow
right.
this behavior.
And she's looking at him like, he's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
He's not going to go anywhere. So he's already kind of sort of know that I'm fucking around. So he's not going to leave.
Right.
Because he's still here.
Right.
And then she finally got to the point where she's just like, I'm not happy. And then she says, I want to be alone. But then you're on a dating site or you're on some whatever. You're on some page.
Right.
You know, and trying to meet people.
Right.
You know, and clearly you don't want to be alone because you're doing that. But then the things that he found out as another person is like crazy.
Yeah.
Because
it's heart-wrenching.
Yeah. Because now he's hearing the truth. Well, she's portraying him
mm-hmm.
as this person, blah, 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 which was like lies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like getting to hear what she truly thinks of him.
Which is crazy.
You know?
So he kind of, you know, you know, technically catfished his ex-wife, pretending to be somebody else.
Yeah.
And finding out as the months went on, because this is fucking 5 months that he was talking to her as somebody else. And she's pretty much laying it all out on the table.
Yeah.
You know? And then she hasn't even met nor spoken to him on the phone. This is all through, like, via, like,
messenger.
Text. Yeah, messenger. You know? That's some shit. Like, right? I could not give it, I give it, like, a couple of days. If things are vibing and you don't want to talk to me.
Or FaceTime.
To me, that's a red flag.
Oh, yeah.
And that's, like, a block next. Yeah. You know? Yeah. But she... You know, obviously it's not okay in her own mind. So she just went along with it.
I think they both need to get help, because not only is he hurting himself as he's talking to her as this other person and hearing what she truly thinks about him.
Which hurts.
Yeah. But then he's also starting to fall for her again, because as they're talking, he's bringing up things to see if maybe she could put two and two together.
Right.
He knows her. And so he's saying things that he knows that she likes, and then when he's getting that response back from her, it's like kind of reminding him of how it was when they first met.
Right.
So he started to kind of fall for her, even though she's fucking telling him what she thinks of him, even though she doesn't know that it's him.
Right. So which is crazy.
So he put himself in a very toxic canister, so to speak.
Right.
Where you're getting her truth about you thrown in your face because she doesn't know it's you.
Mm-hmm.
And then acting like this person, even though you're acting like yourself and getting the response that you've always wanted from her. Now you're finally getting it back, but she's not giving it to you. She's giving it to someone else that she thinks it's someone else,
right?
But it's you.
Right.
You see?
It sounds confusing, folks.
Yes. It sounds very confusing, but
as I said, you know, it was him catfishing, him pretending to be somebody else.
Right. But that's another trauma.
Yeah.
Right,
and as he's pretending to be somebody else, it's like, you know, he's falling for her. This, what was the guy's name? Henry. Mm-hmm. Henry, and obviously Rockstar is not named Henry, right. Is falling for her all over again, which is crazy, you know, because I couldn't see myself falling all over again for somebody who just destroyed me.
Shit.
Yeah, who literally just destroyed me, you know? My mind will still be seeing fucking red all throughout that.
Because you know what they're capable of, because you've already been through it.
Yeah. I couldn't see myself falling back in love all over again. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, this would be more of a like revenge type situation, you know, which is what he kind of did in a sense, you know, but then, you know, I think, yeah, I think we all need therapy. We all need some therapy. Everybody on this planet needs therapy, but not everybody. Some people are aware of where things stem from and some people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're aware of your actions and to why you have these certain behaviors and why you're accepting of certain things, I think it may be promising, you know, because now you're aware.
Right.
But there's a lot of people who are unaware.
Right.
And that's where the problem lies, where the cycle will continue over and over and over again because they refuse to see where they went wrong.
Right.
And why they most likely need help.
Yeah. And when you're a victim in a relationship, you have to take ownership of certain things in that.
Right.
So it's like, yeah, it's shitty that and sucks that this shit happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he was aware and he kept himself there.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, you can't get mad at anybody. Except yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
So you allowed this abuse. You allowed her to walk all over you. And for what? Now you got to truly dig deep and think about, okay, what have I done in my relationships for these people to treat me this way? And it's not all you, but you play a part in it. And if you're not speaking up.
Yeah, or saying
And putting a nail in the coffin right away. And you're letting it drag out and you're keeping it open for them to continue to do more bullshit to you.
Right. Because you're not nipping it in the bud right away. Yeah.
So then why? Why are you doing this to yourself? Because it goes back to like truly loving yourself.
Right.
What happened in your past that you felt that you were deserving of that type of bullshit?
Right. They usually say, fool me once.
Shame on you.
Fool me twice. Shame on me.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm working on myself and I keep thinking back And it, like I said, I said it in past episodes, it all goes back to our childhood, the relationships we've seen, the relationships we were involved in with our family and friends, mm-hmm. as to what has manifested later on in life. So, you know,
I think for all of us in the generation that we grew up in, I think everybody has, for the most part, some of us dealt with the lack of love.
Mm-hmm.
Being seen, mm-hmm. accepting, you know, acceptance.
I've always had a lack of support.
Right.
Always.
And support. Yeah.
I always felt unsafe.
Right.
And I've always had a lack of support. And I've been that support for myself growing up. But I can't do it anymore.
Right.
I feel like I'm burnt out. I feel lost and I feel burnt out.
I feel burnt out too. You know how I feel.
Yeah. So
I have zero support.
Right.
So when it comes down to it.
And that's the shit that is like, that's all I want at the end of the day is like to have a partner that has my back.
Right.
You know, that makes me a priority and that has my fucking back and wants to be there. I shouldn't have to prompt you to be like, say this or do this to make me feel blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Or, no, or see me.
I'm
like,
telling you.
I want to see you. Like make real plans with me instead of, you know.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to say, you know, are you available this day? Are you available that day? You should be able to say, yeah, I want to see you.
Are you free?
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you can't do that, then yeah, maybe you just don't, you're really not in it.
Right. I think a lot of people can agree that it's not easy to date in this day and age.
Oh, yeah.
It's not easy to find anybody real in this day and age because everybody in some form feels like they have options.
Oh yeah.
You know, but my thing is, good people are hard to come by. And if you come across somebody who you see has a good heart, has a good soul, you know, who treats you right, who treats you with love and respect, why do you want to lose that to go out there and find somebody who may be the opposite of that, who may have the look, but their soul and their personality is fucking shitty, as you find out, you know, because, you know, as I said, it's hard to come by.
Mm-hmm.
So when you find that person, you fucking hold on.
Right.
But people are so self-centered where they feel like, well, I can get another.
Right. And that's why I said, like, you know, whoever you choose as your partner, they're supposed to enhance like the good in you.
Yeah. You're supposed to better.
Right. And bring out the best in you and you guys grow together in love. You don't fall in love. You don't just fall in love. Sorry, no. You might love who they are as a person, but you don't just fall in love. You guys grow together in love. And if that person is not bringing out or enhancing the best in you, and they're bringing out the worst in you and bringing out really bad characters that you don't, that's typically not you, then that's not the one for you.
Right.
You cut it off and you keep it moving. But yeah, I don't know. I feel for Rockstar. I hope that he gets some kind of help so that he doesn't continue to live in a space of like, I can't trust anybody and I'm just going to be alone.
Right. Because there are good people out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just finding, it's hard to find that one. It really is because you and I are freaking like going through it in our own way when it comes down to finding that one who is going to be loving, caring, supportive. All these
consider you.
Yeah. All these simple characteristics that they're looking for themselves, you know,
they got it in us, but we don't got it in them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. So it's just like, I know like relationships, they take work and you have to be patient, but it's like, how patient do I got to fucking be?
That's why I said like, how much time is enough time? And that's why we have to set boundaries. We have to set boundaries.
Right.
You know? So if you're saying, okay, I'm going to give you a year, then that hold true to that. I'm giving you a year.
Right.
You have a year to step up and truly be the man that I want to, you know, that I deserve.
Right.
Right. But if you're not doing it, then you're just not doing it. Then I can't continue to allow you to do the stuff you're doing to me because I'm just hurting myself at this point because I'm already well aware you're not even doing X, Y, and Z. And I'm telling you, you're not doing X, Y, and Z.
Right.
How many times do I have to fucking say you're not doing X, Y, and Z?
Right.
You know,
especially if you want to keep that person there.
Right. It aggravates me. So that's why I said I'm not doing that anymore.
Right.
I'm very understanding. You could talk to me about anything. I'm extremely understanding and I have no problem having your back and supporting you. And if you're so stuck in your ego and you don't want to say, hey, Dagna, I need your help. Or, hey, Dagna, like, I just need someone to hear me out. I just want to vent or whatever. and you're choosing to continue to struggle and have these issues and these situations happening,
mm-hmm.
then okay, so then why? Like you can't say you're ready for something serious and not start to do those actions with someone who says, I'm here.
Right.
I'm here. Let me help you.
Right. And like, a lot of people have their guard up, mm-hmm. you know, and by not allowing somebody in, that's mm-hmm. having your guard up.
Yeah.
But at some point, if you say that you want a relationship and you want something serious, at some point, you got to put that guard down, right. Let that person in.
Right. Like, I get it. We've all been fucking burned.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you have a lack of trust because you got burned, I yeah. get it. But you can't look at me and think that I'm your ex.
Exactly.
You know, I haven't even given you a reason to think or feel that way.
Exactly.
Let me do what I need to do as your partner.
Right.
And then you can make that decision on if you don't trust me or whatever.
Right.
You know? But it's, I honestly feel that, like, people jump into things they say that they want, but they're not ready to actually do. Because right. they're so stuck in their past.
Yeah, I agree.
You know?
And for some, like, you and I, who have been burnt beyond repair, we're still very open mm-hmm. to the possibilities.
That's why I said I still believe in love. I don't understand where
I believe in love too.
I believe in respect. I believe in love. I do believe that those relationships can happen, and I don't know where I get that from. I do believe in the best in people, but I want it so bad, and I hope for it so bad, and I have yet to experience it.
Same here.
You know,
we're in the same boat when it yeah. comes down to that.
I've experienced it years ago, but not in the last 20 years. I haven't.
Right.
But I need some, I do want to be with someone that considers me
and my feelings
and my life and want to be there. Not, right. not because I'm fucking telling you, I shouldn't even have to tell you.
Yeah. It should just be a given.
Right. Just like, you know, here I am. You're not telling me to be here. I'm telling you I'm here. You know?
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But again, thank you to Rockstar for sharing his story. I know that a bunch of y'all were probably like, what? This yeah. is what?
Yeah.
His ex-wife ghosted him and then he catfished her and then he ghosted her. Like, what?
Yeah. Which is payback.
Yeah.
Because I know now his ex is like, you know, Elvira is like going through it right now.
In the Caribbean. Like, beautiful Caribbean yeah. on her birthday. Right? No less. Like,
that's some crazy shit.
Yeah. yeah. So now that's forever going to be burned and etched in her mind. Every right. time her birthday hits, she's going to think about what happened to her.
Right.
Yeah.
And listen, we're not getting any younger. So more power, no power to her, actually. Because what she did was fucked up and yeah. on all levels. You know, you don't do that to somebody.
Right.
You know, you don't go out your way to hurt somebody in that kind of way. It's not right.
It isn't. So, you know, I hope they both seek out therapy and, you know.
Much needed. Because,
therapy.
You know, it's bad because he, you know.
It's years of trauma.
Yeah, that is trauma. And then you go through life believing that you're never going to find somebody who you can trust, who you can mm-hmm. let
or that,
in.
Or that you're deserving
yeah.
of what real love is.
Right.
That's not real love, where you have to, like, let me look through, you know, you're waiting for your wife to be really intoxicated to go through her phone. Like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, but it's also fucked up that he had to do that.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not a fan of going through people's phones.
But no, but if but, you suspect something,
but if you suspect something, yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
But then there's also those people that nothing's going on, but they think something's going on, but nothing's going on. And
those
then if you look for,
crazed.
And then if you're going to look through someone's phone because you want to try to find something, you're going to find it, but it's probably not what you think it is.
Right.
Like in my case, where my ex goes through my phone because he thinks something's going on, but nothing's going on.
And he was always thinking something was going on. Yeah.
That's the thing.
So that was his guilt.
Right.
You know?
Right. But then he sees a picture of my ex-coworker and then it's like, what's going on with him? Oh, well, you have a picture of him. He wasn't naked and I work in a gym. Like, that's pretty much what it was.
Right.
You know? Nothing ever happened with me and this person.
Right.
And it just pisses me off because, you know, and that's the thing. This is what Rockstar is going to become. Thinking that something's going on when nothing's going on.
Yeah.
Because he's had so much trauma because he had those situations where things were going on. He knew it was going on. He saw it was going on and he kept himself there. Right.
You know, it's so funny. As I as we both spoke about, there's a lot of people in marriages who, you know, deal with cheating, you know, I guess, or that part, you know, maybe that, you know, the other person doesn't know, mm-hmm. but we know mm-hmm. because we kind of know what they're doing. So for example, somebody that you used to work with, you know, mm-hmm. was dipping out on their ex, not their ex, their current wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then they pretend on social media, like, oh my God, they're so great. We're so great. But then we kind of already know the backstory that, you know.
Yeah.
So that's another person, mm-hmm. you know, who dipped out. So would you like to share?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm hoping we're talking about the same person.
Yeah, same person. I forgot his name. We're not going to name. What
Empire?
Okay. Yeah, we're talking about the same person then. Yeah.
Empire?
Because they're building an empire together. And that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But the sad part behind that is he dipped out on his now wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not once, but twice.
I'm wondering if we are talking about the same person.
Yeah, the one who's on social media and be like, oh my God, my husband is so amazing. Yeah, he's so great. Yeah.
Yes, Empire. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like I said, this is his wife is his ride or die. She's in it through and through. Like, she is a great businesswoman. She's gorgeous. She has everything.
Right.
That a man could want.
Right.
Right. Together, they're building this empire, and they have several businesses, and
mm-hmm.
And she's so proud of him, rightfully so, because right. he's a great businessman,
right? And he works hard, yeah, right.
and good
qualities,
right? And you know, he presents himself in such a way that's very attractive. It's a nice package, so to speak,
right?
Right. But she's all like, yeah, and I'm so proud of my man and da 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 and all this stuff. And then he is busy trying to talk to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I've said, why? Why? You have all of this.
Right. So that's the part that I don't understand. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you put on this act as if like I have it all.
Mm-hmm.
I have this great woman and I'm sure she is amazing. Why don't you sit there and appreciate what you have? You know,
mm-hmm.
because guarantee you, if somebody could, they'll probably swoop in and fucking, you know.
Right.
But it's just like, why do you run the risk of losing somebody exactly. so great?
And I said that to
for,
her.
No offense, a piece of ass.
Right.
Well, you know.
What can I say?
I'm just, but I'm being serious. Why, right. Right. why run the That's risk what I, of destroying I, your family
right.
for a piece of ass? Is it fucking worth it at the end of the day? Knowing
no.
that this woman is top notch.
Yeah.
And if she fucking leaves your ass, will you get somebody just as good as her?
Probably not.
You know, it's like, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Is the dick that great that you're yes. freaking willing to lose all your shit for that?
Yeah.
No, and this person is great, mind you.
I'm like, minus.
You're so crazy.
It's magical.
But I'm just being real. Yeah. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I just don't understand. And I understand we're all, you know, we all have our thing about us that there's certain things that may be lacking or mm-hmm. certain desires that we want or need.
Mm-hmm.
But go to your partner and
right.
express that.
Right.
It's, you know, and it's crazy when you ask them and you'd be like, why don't you ask your partner for this? And no, I can't do that. I can't talk
like,
about
why?
It. You know, and it's like, why?
You should be able to.
Yeah, you should be able to say this is what you want. If this person is so great, like how you're describing to the world,
mm-hmm.
then they should be able to hear you out and hear and take in what you want and need, especially if that person has been your ride or die and been supportive. I'm
right.
sure they're willing to take on
right.
other things that you yeah. want.
Like, I don't know if it's definitely not the threesome factor for him, even though he claims that's something that he wants to do. And most guys want to do that. Right.
right.
But I, cause I don't want him, you know, but
right.
if he came to me, and he said that they spoke about it and that they wanted to do this, I would do it.
Would you really?
I would do it.
That would be so fucking weird.
If I was single, I would do it.
Right.
You know, because it's like,
why not?
Why not? You know, it will fulfill something for him, whatever. And it could be fun, whatever. But he can't even talk to her about it.
Because he's scared to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because not to
she
say-
could, no, she would not be on board because she wants him. That's it. No one else should have him, which fine. That's how it should be.
Right.
But But then you have your partner who has these thoughts and ideas, and then it's like
you should be open minded to the possibilities.
Yeah,
at least
like
something.
some kind of a compromise. Yeah. Somewhere,
right?
I guess I don't know.
But needless to say, regardless of that, like, why would you risk it?
Right.
You know.
Right. Right. You know. And
if this person is 95% or 90% of what you need, you know,
why fuck it up?
Why fuck it up?
And that's what I say. Like, what is so wrong in your relationship that you're willing to throw this shit away for one night with me? and then they get really cocky and think like, oh, it's not going to just be one night. And it's like, oh yeah, yeah, it is.
Sorry, you're dicking all that. No thanks. Yes. It wasn't all that. I'm sorry. Sorry to bust your bubble.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. But relationships is just crazy. I think a lot of us are just with the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I don't know why the universe works that way. I don't know why. And the dating world sucks.
That's why I said I think it's lessons, because I say that all the time when we say, oh, I've learned my lesson. I'm not doing that again. And the universe goes, oh yeah, let's see. And they throw this situation at you.
Right.
And then they want to see, did you learn your lesson? If you did, great. You move on to the next level. It's like a video game. But if not, you get right back to the start button and you do it all over again.
Yeah.
Until you truly learn your lesson.
Yeah. I'll give my situation a year. I'll do the year mark like I did with the last one.
Okay. That's fine. If that works for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it with Mr. Jazz and, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think mentally I'm prepared to.
I think that
deal with the fact,
but
thereof.
the thing is, you felt differently from Mr. Jazz as you were opposed to this person. So if you go to the year mark, you already feel strongly about this person, right? You go through the year mark with more bullshit,
but then I'm fully aware of everything. So right. It's like I'm trying right now to separate my feelings. So if it gets to the year mark and shit is, you know, the same. I'm trying to prepare myself. Like, you know, like we prepare ourselves to go off to war. So I'm preparing myself.
she's actually doing the actions. Like she's going to jab somebody with a sword. She's on a horse.
I'm preparing myself for the possibilities.
Right.
So I'm giving myself that time in between because I know I don't want to feel that, you know, I want to feel good walking away from somebody.
Especially
when I'm trying my best and I'm putting in my all into all of this.
Yeah, but I know we have to wrap this up, but my fear for you is the fact that you are in that big L word feeling.
Yeah,
with him
let's just like get rid of the L word feeling.
but you weren't in that space with Mr.
No,
Jazz.
I wasn't.
So
I
that's
wasn't.
Right. When you got to the year mark, it was like whatever.
Yeah.
Now you throw that emotion in and you do the year mark and you allow all this stuff. You're just hurting yourself more, and it's going to be harder when you do end it.
We'll see.
So that's my fear. Anyway. So thank you to, again, thank you to Rockstar, for sharing your story. It definitely riled Cheryl and I up that we needed to do a follow-up on how we thought or how we felt about the situation.
Yeah. And it's messed up. I think, when it comes down to relationships and
if you're selfish, don't get in a relationship.
Yeah. If you are in multiple relationships and you find this one guy who could possibly give you the life or give you this or whatever the case is,
whatever you're looking for,
just don't get into it because you're hurting that person. And I think a lot of people are nowadays, unfortunately, are very selfish and they're only thinking about themselves.
Yes.
But then, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. It's just really sad. And I hope to God that he does find somebody who's going to be loving and caring. So he doesn't go through life thinking, well, this is it, you know, for me.
Right.
I'm going to be alone.
I say, if you're going to get into a relationship, please be thoughtful. Think about consider it. Think about your who you're considering to be your partner or your significant other and put yourself in their place. What would they like? You know, let me just reach out to them for once.
Right.
And express how you feel.
Right.
Because that will just bring you guys closer together. If you're not expressing yourself or truly making them a part of your life, and wanting to be a part of their life, it's just not going to work.
Right. And if you're not ready for a relationship at all,
something serious,
just speak up and be honest and real.
Right up front.
Stop being scared that of the other person's reaction of what they may say or how they may feel. Mm. It's best just to be honest and upfront than to probably ghost them or not be honest and direct to begin with. You know, so it's just all about communication and being open and honest.
Right. So
on that note,
if you want to reach out to us on Facebook or Instagram, it's Lady and the Harlot. You can go to ladyandtheharlot@gmail.com. That's where all of our episodes and merch link are.
Well, no, at ladyandharlot@gmail.com is our email address.
Yeah, sorry. I'm like doing two things and I'm tired.
Like if you want to like tell us your story, it's probably better to reach us out to us through email.
Right.
But we do have Instagram and Facebook if you want to send us, you know, a quick message.
And Dagna will respond.
Yes, a basic summary. And then you go to ladyandharlot.com where all our merch link is. Please, again, if you like what you hear, leave a positive review. Only positive vibes only. And
help us grow.
That's right. So
with that, I'm Dagna.
I'm Cheryl.
And we'll catch you next time on Lady and the Harlot podcast.
Bye.
Peace.
All the good girls go to